Ladies and gentlemen.
System loading.
The Kelly Mano Show.
You're on a mission from God.
Is on the air. Is on the air.
Are there any questions before we proceed?
Radio signal from another world.
In three.
What would you
mean
waiting for?
Come on,
kids,
let's go.
2.
Start the show. Start the show.
1.
Nothing like fixing crap up until the very last second.
Nice.
And we're back.
Yay.
Did you guys miss me?
Oh, my gosh. So much.
I think I saw you a lot, but it's different when we're not in here.
I know, because I don't let you talk to me about stuff if I think it's good show material.
Yeah, save it for the show. Save it for the show.
Like, it kind of cramps our friendship to talk and be like, guess what I did the other day? And I'm like, save it for the show. Shut up.
Very true. Very, very true.
So we're live for the first time ever.
Awesome.
You know, that means that we can't go, oh, crap. We'll just redo that.
Yeah, no, we can't do that. Which, I mean, typically, we kind of just, like, record our show live anyway. There's not a lot of editing, but we, like, really have no net. And we have no delay button.
Nope.
No dump button.
Nope.
But we are a podcast, so we can say anything we want, technically. But if we're live, are we still a podcast?
Yeah, we are. Well, I mean, it's online radio.
It's online radio, but, like, online is everywhere now. Like, you can get, like, they're rolling off cars off the lot in, you know, 16 and 17 with, like, built-in Wi-Fi. So, yep.
Yes.
I don't know what we are, but if you're new, thank you for joining us. My name is Kelly Mano. This is the Kelly Mano Show. I have a 7-foot-tall co-host. His name is Hoss.
That's me.
And I have a beautiful producer named Stephanie.
Hello.
They hang out with me once or twice a week. And you're beautiful, too, Hoss. I have this crew that hangs out with me once a week, and we are kind of the show about nothing. I know that was kind of Seinfeld's gig, but when people always ask me, what is your show about? I have no real answer. I'm like, well, one week we're mailing poop.
Yeah.
And the next week we have like a guy with a near-death experience, and we're all in here crying, and you know.
It's a little bit everything.
Absolutely. It is a little bit of everything. So we are glad that you joined us now. So we are live tonight, and we are going to be live the next couple of Sunday nights, but eventually we are going to have to row this boat somewhere else, because I don't feel like Sunday nights are a good time for a live show. I think we can still record a show on Sunday night and then plug it in later in the week, but then I think we're going to have to do a live show either in the mornings or in the afternoons in drive time. And I would love to hear from the audience, because I want to know when you would listen to a live show. Pretend like you could never ever hear it again.
Yeah, that's the key.
Even though you can.
Always.
Even though you can. You know, when would you be able to listen to a live show? Because, like, what time do you start work in the mornings?
I mean, I kind of make my own hours. It's typically 9 to 5.
Steph,
but
what time do you have to be in?
Yeah, same. I mean, I'm in by 9 o'clock usually. So, you know, drive time for me anyway is anywhere between 8 and 9 in the morning. But so, I think it's pretty typical.
I have a 10-foot commute, so.
That's true. And I do.
Mine's
too.
30 minutes. So, like, I can commit to listening to something on the radio in the morning, you know. And I think a lot of people, I think that commute have a decent commute time, 20
and
minutes
I think
or better.
If we just did the live show on the same day every week, then people would totally get used to it.
Oh, definitely.
What I won't get used to is functioning in the morning, because I'm the worst morning person ever. And I just drove in. We just got back in town from Nashville. Rocky had a hockey tournament over the weekend.
Oh, fun.
And we're with a new hockey team who don't quite understand the complexity of Kelly Mano, good mom, bad adult yet. And so, you know, I was kind of like on the down low telling a few parents, like, hey, if I don't text you by like 6:45, can you knock on my door and make sure I'm up? You know, so they're all helping me.
I feel like you need a tour manager.
I do. I need a personal
assistant.
You
need an assistant for sure.
Yeah.
First of all, the fact that I got down there in the first place was amazing. I had my GPS.
Yeah, but you were driving on your own, right?
Well, so I had a little incident last week that I don't want to get into too much because it's really kind of a boring story. I had a little fainting episode last week on Wednesday afternoon, middle of the day, dropped down in my kitchen, had to go to the hospital, the whole nine yards.
What?
Well, here's the deal. So my doctor ran all these fantastic tests on me. He was very, very thorough. They think it could have been a couple of different things.
Is it a tumor?
No, it's not the tumor.
It's not a tumor.
None of the things are major, but because there was nothing major, he doesn't know why it happened. And so he's like, you cannot drive to Nashville by yourself.
Ah, neat.
Yeah, it was just going to be me and the kids.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Because Jimmy had to work or whatever. And so in steps, Mama, you know,
my mom to the rescue.
who, God bless her, because she is like a walking saint on earth. Like, she really, really is.
Love a mom.
We all love our moms. I mean, those of us who still have them, oh my God, count your blessings every single day.
Yep.
But Jesus Christ, I have never seen more Family Feud in my whole entire life.
Like, I love that show.
What is it with like our generation of parents? Like, they have radar for the Game Show Network.
All my mom watches is Law and Order.
Oh, does she not watch the Game Show Network?
Nope. From the moment she gets up,
cooking
to the
shows
she gets
for my
to
mom.
Bed, it is Law and Order and like any like cop drama.
Well, the funny part is that Jimmy was out of town before I took the kids out of town, so this was like 4 months, like 4 days of like single mom in it, you know. And we're in this like cramped hotel room, and there's five of us. Rocky slept in a chair last night.
Oh no!
Awesome.
We get down there, and the restaurant that Libby Lou wanted to eat at was didn't have like there was this restaurant called the Aquarium where you go and there's mermaids that swim in it. We called ahead to make sure. We get there, no mermaids.
Oh no!
And my mom and I had been in the car for like five. I thought we were gonna punch somebody. I'm right. Like, we have to get out of here now.
Yeah.
Then we go to the first hockey game. Lucy loses her phone. Mm. Second hockey game, Libby Lou loses her piggy bank. And I hear Steve Harvey 24 hours a day on my television. I actually lost it this morning because both days he had 6 a.m. games, which is rough.
Yeah, it's early. Brutal.
And literally, because of the time change, instead of getting up like 6 a.m., my mom got up at like 5.
Oh, no.
And the first thing I heard was that theme song. And it was like, I leapt out of bed so fast. I'm like, this can't be on at 6 in the morning. Where's the damn remote? Where's the damn remote?
That song hasn't changed in like 50
no.
years.
No, I think it's the same. Yeah.
I was ripping comforters off beds trying to find the remote because I could not take one more second of Steve Harvey.
Oh my gosh.
Because she talks back to the TV.
Did you get any good answers in your show?
No, and then I cut her off because I was like, listen, this is the last one we're watching because Jimmy Fallon's coming on at 10:30. And then the next episode was Honey Boo Boo and her fat ass family on
oh,
Steve Harvey. She's
you
like,
watch
we can't
that.
Turn it now.
No, no.
You gotta watch
Honey
that.
Boo Boo and Pickle and Pumpkin and Fat Mama were, oh my Jesus. I was trying to decide if it was too cold to sleep on the balcony. I'm like, these comforters are thick. I could just roll it out
roll
there.
It up.
Yeah.
Make yourself a little burrito.
Yes. And poor Rocky. I mean, he had a rough game today because the team that we played, they weren't a very good team. And we had already beat them once pretty bad before. And our coaches are super cool. And so they did this thing where they like mixed up the lines.
Right.
They put forwards at defense and defense at forwards so that, you know, these kids didn't totally get killed. But we were still beating them.
Sure.
And so when you're beating a team that bad, they just want to kick your ass.
Of course.
And the team was huge, and we have a very small team in size. And so the big
kids. I remember.
Yeah, the big kids can't go picking on the little kids, so guess who they're going for?
Yeah.
So poor Rocky, I mean, he just took it all morning. It was like hit after hit after hit after hit, and then he had to get in a car and ride 5 hours. So, ugh. Yeah, he's like 12 and looking like an 80-year-old man.
I remember those days well.
Looking so sad about
right.
it, too.
But what up to the St. Peter Spirit, which is Rocky's new hockey team, and they've welcomed us with open arms.
That's great.
It was so hard nice. To switch. We loved being with Twin Bridges, but had to happen. So what else has happened since we've been on the air or off the air?
I mean, where do you want to start?
I know. There's so much. Well, we're going to save The Walking Dead.
Okay.
And I want to let everybody listening know that we're going to be doing a giveaway here in just a minute. I'm going to give you guys a phone number. We're going to go to a break. We're going to attempt to take our first live phone call.
Oh, my gosh.
On
I'm
the
so
air.
Excited.
God, I'm going to piss
Should we all
hands.
Write down who we think the first call is going to be?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Because we definitely have some very, very loyal listeners who have, you know, been with us a long time. I'm going to write, hey, Jimmy, how does the show sound?
Great.
Yeah? How about our mics? Are we all, like, close enough and stuff? Good.
Did you do this to your Sharpie or was this a dog?
That was a dog. Why would I do that to a Sharpie?
I was wondering.
Gnawing on her own Sharpie. I mean, I don't know your stress level's
does
high, but.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it does, but that looks like it's been
It's not the
hell.
Business end, though, so.
Do Thank you ever God. Lick the end of a marker if it doesn't work? No.
I've done that to a ballpoint pen, but not
Do you remember
a marker.
The markers as kids that used to smell like
they
cherry?
Still have
all
them.
They still have them.
I got high as balls in grade school on those things. Unintentionally. And I had to go to the nurse.
They always had the black licorice one that nobody wanted to smell.
Everyone yeah. wanted the cherry. You'd be like, scribble, scribble, scribble. Turning kids into junkies in elementary school.
Hey, I got to tell you something really important about this taking live phone calls thing. All
yeah,
right?
Okay.
While callers are on hold, they will be able to hear everything that you guys say. Like, if we're in a break, they'll hear everything that you say. So let's keep that in mind for
Important
now.
Important safety tip. Yeah. Thank you, Jimmy.
Does anybody else feel naked? I feel naked.
Little naked.
So the Cubs won the World Series while we were on vacation.
Yeah, that's how I feel about it, too.
You know what makes me so mad is that for like a day, I cared. Like for a day, I let the cockles of my heart be warmed. And I was like, oh, look at all these stories. Like the dad drove to the cemetery and he sat at his dad's grave and listened to the radio. And then I was like, I freaking hate Chicago.
Yeah.
And I think that it's because
They're all a-holes.
Well, yeah, they're all pretentious a-holes. And they've always treated St. Louis like we're some, like, bastard stepbrother to them. And yeah. we're not even in their family. We're not even in their state. We don't want to be compared to you. Take your stupid basketball team and your great hockey team and shove it up your pretentious ass. And then, so over the weekend, I was walking through the hotel, and I passed, like, a group of college kids, and one of them had, they had, like, Chicago stuff. And it's just natural for me. I'm like, Chicago sucks. And
it's like knee-jerk. You can't
yeah.
help it.
And they're like, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. And I had on, like, a blue shirt. They're like, what about the Blues? When was the last time they won a series or whatever? And I'm like, and
we whooped your ass in the first round last year, right. you dumbass.
And then, like, my comeback is always baseball. I had nothing.
Oh, no.
You do? Those it's kids, very simple math. 11 is better than 3.
What do you mean? Oh, for baseball?
Yes. Hmm.
Still, like, it was just that moment where, like, baseball is my go-to comeback for Chicago people.
Yeah.
And holy cow.
Yeah. I feel like we can't have that for a year, though, now. At least a year.
Did you see that their championship rally got so many people that it's officially the 7th largest gathering of human beings in one place?
And the largest in the U.S.
Yep.
Like,
in history. Like, in human history.
You know what was on that list that got bumped up because of this?
What?
A Rod Stewart concert in Rio de Janeiro.
Rio?
I bet Rod is really happy somewhere in his retirement like, home.
Is Rod
jammies.
That big of a deal?
I didn't think so.
It's like David Hasselhoff in Germany.
That's
you know?
True. He danced on the wall when they took it down, right?
I think he danced on the wall many times.
Did he? So we are going to do, we are going to go to our first real commercial break. So since this is live, we can't, like, screw around for half an hour. We have to actually, like, run commercials
and come right back.
Do stuff. Yeah. And, Jimmy, are you ready for me to give out the phone number?
Sure.
He's gone,
just,
yeah.
He just ran straight out the front door.
Gotta
like,
go.
I hate all of you. I hate all of you right now.
I mean, if people are going to call in, they kind of need to know what to call.
So I'm just going to go ahead and give out the number. And we are going to take some calls. We are going to come back live with those phone calls.
It's going to be great.
The number is 1415 Mix-a-Lot. That's 1415 Mix-a-Lot. 1415 Mix-a-Lot. Give us a call if you want to kick those nasty thoughts. I've been waiting to say that for so long.
I love it.
And one more thing as we go to break. I wish I cared about anything in life as much as my kids care about who pushes the elevator button.
Oh my God.
We
yes.
scare. No, shut up, only child. You got to push every elevator button in your life.
Not true.
My children scared strangers. I mean, they were like backing against the, because I gave birth to 3 very competitive children. And so they would come like literally drawing blood, like barreling over each other in the elevator every single time. Jimmy?
Uh-oh.
Do you want to tell us something?
Well, I'm hearing the part of the show where you gave the phone number is 1415 Mix-a-Lot.
Yeah.
People don't dial a 1 anymore on a long distance call.
It doesn't matter. You can do it on a cell phone.
Can you?
Yeah,
I don't
know.
Yeah. No, you can.
415 Mix-a-Lot.
I like 1415 Mix-a-Lot.
Either way, you can get there.
It'll work. Dial 415 Mix-a-Lot and kick those nasty thoughts. We want to hear who our first caller is. And then if more than one person calls, because maybe more than just Jimmy's sisters are listening.
Maybe. It's possible.
I don't know. I don't even know how to take a phone call. Okay.
We'll figure it out together.
If nobody calls, Stephanie, you got to go in the other room and make a fake voice.
All right.
All right. Dial 1415 Mix-a-Lot, and you will talk to my lovely husband. We will be right back.
Out. Ever look in the mirror and not recognize the person looking back at you? Wish you could go back in time and reverse the signs of aging? Then you need to schedule a free consultation at Aurora Medical Spa. Now with two locations in De Pere and the Chesterfield Valley, Aurora Medical Spa is St. Louis's premier medical spa. Ranked the number one Botox provider in the St. Louis area, offering the most advanced and effective skin procedures. Other services include laser hair removal, tattoo removal, skin resurfacing, microdermabrasion, and much, much more. Consultations are always free. You have nothing to lose, except a few wrinkles. Visit their website to see amazing before and after transformations at auroramedicalspa.com. Mention the Kelly Mano Show and get $20 off your first visit. That's www.auroramedicalspa.com. Aurora Medical Spa. We take skin seriously.
Looking to buy or sell a home? Join the crowd that's moving with Rachel and the Rachel Witt team at RE/MAX. With over 14 years of experience, Rachel is an expert and will guide you every step of the way. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to upgrade, Rachel Witt makes the home buying experience fun again. Interested in building instead of buying? She can help you with that too. Make sure to visit her website, homesalesinstcharles.com, where the MLS listings are updated daily. Or you can call her at 636-720-3836. Tell her Kelly Mano sent you. Join the crowd that's moving with Rachel and the Rachel Witt team at RE/MAX. And start browsing for your dream house now at homesalesinstcharles.com.
Come on!
Mondays suck a little bit less.
Because the Kelly Mano Show is on the air.
One, two, three, come on! We got DJ Kool and Duck, get come fresh! On. Rock it to the beat, cause we are the best! We got Dougie Fresh and Biz Markie! Hey. Rock it to the beat and the place to be! We got Biz Markie so and what? DJ 20, so yeah. Hit me with the horns and make that money!
You are listening to the Kelly Mano Radio Show, the first ever completely live edition. You know, we've done some of this on Facebook Live, but we've never technically done a completely live show. So if you want to call in, we are looking for our first ever caller on the air. If you're local to the area, then you will get to come and sit in on the show with us. If you're not local to the area, we can mail you a prize pack. We can mail you a pair of Hoss's underwear.
You could still come in and sit on the show, but it's up to you to get here.
Oh, yes. Speaking of your underwear, I saw on Facebook the other day you posting about a stripper name.
Yeah. I just thought it was funny, and it's gotten like a ton of responses.
Now, is this a new one? Because I thought our stripper names were always the street you grew up on. Yeah. No. Your first animal, like your first pet.
Your first pet, yeah.
And then the street you grew up on. Did There's I give the phone number?
Yes, you did.
Mm-hmm. I did. Mm-hmm. Did I give the numbers like Jimmy told me?
You didn't give the numbers, no.
Does anybody know what they are?
Stand by.
This is a well-oiled machine here, folks.
415-649-2568.
2568. That's 1415. Mix-a-lot. 1415-649-2568. You would have thought we would have figured that out before the show started. But so I thought it was the first pet you ever had.
And then the street you grew up on.
And the street you grew up on. And mine is amazing.
Yeah, yours is really good.
I like yours, yeah.
Mine is Cookie Fortune. Which is
that's, you know, really good.
Yeah, my first dog was Cookie, and I grew up on Fortune Drive in Granite City, Illinois.
Nice.
So, what is your stripper name if you do the candy? What is it? Underwear and
underwear. The last thing you ate.
Okay, just a sec.
We're getting visual confirmation.
Hang on. Oh, mine's just gray Milky Way.
Nice. Mine right now would technically be black garlic bread.
Ew.
Oh, gosh. No,
I don't
way.
Think I'd go see a stripper named Black Garlic Bread.
No, thanks.
Stephanie, what about yours?
Teal Fried Rice.
Ooh.
All right.
Not too bad.
One of my friends this morning said that her name would be Plaid Waffles. And I was like,
ew.
That's kind of awesome.
That's disgusting.
I still like the pet street name better.
Ooh, Plaid Waffles makes you think that Honey Boo Boo's mom's going to be on stage.
Oh, yeah. No.
Like, that's what I envision.
I still like the street name one better, though. Mine's better for that one, too.
The street name one is good, except for me, it sucks because every pet I've ever had has been a girl pet. So, yeah. my stripper name would be Jennifer Riverboat.
You had a dog named Jennifer?
Yeah.
That's funny. I like when animals have, like, real people names.
All of mine have had real names.
Cinder Cherry.
Cinder Cherry.
That's actually
nice.
A really good stripper name.
Yeah.
That's pretty
good. Yeah,
fun.
Not too bad, right?
What's yours, Jimmy?
Tippi El Camino.
Tippi El Camino. Nice. Now dancing on stage 5. Tippi El Camino.
Working for Tippies and Tippies alone.
You know, we love animals here on the show. We're all animal lovers, right?
Yeah.
And it's amazing how smart most animals are. You know, like our dogs, and you see the monkeys on TV that like are smoking and taking care of their babies the way that we do. And I was driving home from Nashville today, and I think when God was like doling out, like, you know, brains to the animals, he must have skipped right over the deer.
Oh, deer are stupid.
Oh, yeah. My God. Driving home from Nashville today.
It's like Frogger.
It was like I was on 24 west or east, whichever way. Never east. Soggy Wheaties. West. I'm driving home, and I kid you not, there were at least, I would say, 30 dead deer on the side of the highway.
Oh, easily. Sure.
But here's the thing. On 24, it's the speed is 70 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Which means everybody's going.
Do you mean 64, by the way?
No, I thought I took 24. I went wherever the lady in the box told me to go.
Okay.
That's where I went. But so the speed limit is 70 miles an hour, which means everybody's going 80. So these deer, I mean, there were very, I can count on one hand the deer that were still in one piece.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, they would literally be split in half. And it was like half the deer here, the other half there, and then a leg, like a couple more down. Yeah. And at first I was disgusted by it. And then it was like, old hat. You know, sure. At first I had like lost my appetite, but if you were a deer in the woods, don't you think you would be smart enough to go, I'm not going to run in front of.
Absolutely not. You're not.
Those metal things going really, really fast that look nothing like me in the woods.
Well, a lot of the time those accidents happen at night.
But still.
Or like very, very early in the morning.
Don't you think that the sounds of the street are just so different from the woods? Like, why would they run out there?
Yes and no. I think that we've developed so much that they're probably still used to those sounds now because highways are everywhere. My dad, when I was in high school, who knows if they really were because they were, you know, too high pitched for human ears.
Yeah.
Had things installed on the luggage rack of his car.
Yeah.
That basically acted as, I guess, deer whistles instead of dog whistles.
I've seen those.
That supposedly is supposed to help keep wildlife away from where you are. But yeah, it's you see roadkill a lot of places.
I mean, and we've also built so much on their land that they don't have a lot of places to go.
That's true.
So
that's
very
true.
They're out of room. But it reminded me of The Walking Dead. Just the way that I sort of got used to the blood and gore, like as I drove by. And I don't watch The Walking Dead. However, that is all I heard about on Facebook a couple nights ago, a week ago.
Yeah.
It would have been 2 weeks ago at this point.
Was it the premiere
it was the
or
season
the
premiere.
Season finale?
No,
or
it
the...
was the season premiere. It was they ended season 6 on a cliffhanger.
Okay.
And they introduced the big bad guy from the comic books. And it.
Who is Denny Duquette from Grey's Anatomy, right?
Jeffrey Dean Morgan?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yes. Okay. So, and season 6 ended with him swinging a barbed wire wrapped bat at someone, but you see it as the viewer from the point of view of whoever's getting hit. So you know that someone just took it, but you didn't know who for 6 months.
Ooh.
So 2 weeks ago was the big payoff of who died. Now, for those who may not know, Walking Dead is based off of comic books. So if you've read the comic books, you had a pretty good idea of who it was who was on the business end of that shot.
Does it follow the comic book pretty closely?
For the most part, most of the major comic or most of the major plots they've stuck to.
Right.
There have been characters who have survived longer than they have in the comics.
Right.
And there's a major character in the show that's not in the books at all.
Okay.
And he's probably
so
the most
different.
Probably the most famous character on the show.
Is that Daryl?
Is Daryl and he's not in the books.
No.
This is how much I don't watch Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah, I don't either.
Hoss texted me a picture.
I don't have cable, so
of
yeah,
him
I got nothing.
And this, like, grungy guy. And I'm like, oh, cool. Did you meet somebody in Guns N' Roses? And he's like, no.
No.
He's like, this is the most famous TV actor right now on the planet.
Yeah.
But I'm, like, the only one who
it
doesn't
was,
know.
I met Norman Reedus at an AC/DC show, and I freaked out a little bit. I had a bit of a fanboy moment.
Yeah. So do you think that they pushed the limit on this one?
I think that the scene where they kill the person, and they amped it up on the show. In the comic book, they kill one person.
Wait, now this is not on cable. It's on like Showtime or something,
no,
right?
it's on AMC. So what it's on basic cable.
So like my kids could be flipping through the channels and
more than likely, yes.
Okay. Yep.
The show, they kill two people.
What was so bad about it? Was it the
sound?
Was
graphic.
Disgusting. I saw a preview
the
online.
The sound and the vision. What happens, Kelly, is that this guy takes a barbed wire bat and legitimately bashes skulls in. Remember the comedian Gallagher?
Yes.
Imagine that.
Ugh.
But he does it with a barbed wire wrapped bat.
Yeah.
And he crushes two people's heads completely in. Yeah. And they show it. To the point where they show the aftermath, where there is a torso and a neck and just mush. Like just brain and skull and hair and skin.
That's what I saw.
And the
online.
Arm is twitching. And at one point, he walks away with his bat.
And there's flesh hanging
And there's flesh and hair hanging off the end of the bat.
That's disgusting.
And
it's gross.
You hear every hit, and it sounds real. It sounds
I can't
like
even think about it.
It sounds like he's hitting and bashing a skull.
Now, what in your brain makes you want to watch this kind of stuff?
I've always liked scary movies and like the zombie stuff, but what I like about this show is much like what people like about Game of Thrones is that nobody is safe.
Yeah.
In most shows, even in horror movies, you know the star is going to survive.
Yeah.
And that is not the case in this show.
They just kill whoever they want.
With no warning.
Yeah.
At all. And what I also like about this show is in the beginning, it was obviously how do they live or how do they understand zombies? Because the twist with The Walking Dead is it takes place in a universe where they've never had zombie culture.
Okay.
They don't know the word zombie. It doesn't exist. They've never seen Night of the Living Dead. There's nothing in this world. So when the zombie apocalypse happens, it's all new to them.
Yeah.
They don't know how to kill them. They don't know what they are. As it's progressed now, as we're in season 7, most people who are alive have pretty much figured out how to handle zombies. It's like, oh, yeah, there's zombies over there.
Right.
It's fine. It's now turned into a show, which is society is broken down. Money means nothing. You could be the richest person in the world. It doesn't matter. Your money means nothing.
That's an interesting...
So
I can't even imagine that.
People are living in little, like, villages all over the place.
Right.
And it's how do you and your group protect what you have when you have what I want? And I'm going to come and get it.
Ugh.
And vice versa. The way this whole thing set up with this bad guy, Negan, was the main group of heroes, came to live with another group, and they were trading. And there was another group who had a lot of food, but not a lot of guns.
Okay.
And the other group had a lot of guns, but not a lot of food. And they went to this group and said, well, let's make a deal. And they said, well, the problem is we can't trade with you because we have to give this guy, Negan, half of our stuff every week. And they said, all right, here's the deal. We'll go take out this guy, and then you and I, we'll give you guns, you give us food.
Right.
So they tried to, like, collaborate and take this guy out, not knowing at all what they were walking into.
Okay, and obviously he was aligned with somebody else because he killed their people,
He wasn't aligned with anyone. He just has a massive, massive following. And the thing is, like, from his point of view, he's not bad.
Yeah.
He is protecting his group of people.
Okay.
And helping them survive. He's just doing it in a very ruthless way.
Now, are you one of those people who watches it live, or do you TiVo it?
I try to watch it live. Mm-hmm. If I can't, I'll TiVo it, and then I'll TiVo the show after it. Because after The Walking Dead is an hour show called Talking Dead,
where they talk about
the episode that just happened.
That was why I had to stop watching Lost when it was so big, because it was too smart for me.
Yeah.
The show would go over my head, and then I'd have to go online in the forums to try to figure out what the hell happened on the show.
There's nothing like that.
Okay.
There's nothing like, what does that purple chess piece mean? Why
right.
is that important? It's very straightforward.
Now, since you didn't watch the show live, were you one of the annoying people on Facebook? And
I watched that one live.
And if this is you, please don't think that I'm like, don't get like butt hurt, okay? Just really listen to what I'm going to say, and just because I make more sense than you do. If you're one of those people on Facebook that thinks you can tell an entire social medium what they can and can't post because you have not watched something yet, you are arrogant, like beyond me.
Oh, I agree.
Like all of these people that...
It's not on everybody else. It's on you. If
Turn
you don't
off
want
your
spoilers,
damn Facebook.
Yep. Put your phone down.
And it blew my mind how mad people were. And that
was
the only reason I knew that The Walking Dead was on, because everybody was either like, oh my God, I can't believe that happened, or quit posting spoilers. Meh, 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 meh. And I'm like, you got to the point where, oh, Jimmy took my phone. I actually screenshot a well-known photographer that you and I know the other night when World Series Game 7 is on. She posted, no World Series spoilers.
Oh, shut up.
What? Really?
Yes. I'll show you the screenshot because she ended up taking it down.
Yeah.
And what's funny is that she thought that, that it was because she was behind on West Coast time. And I was cracking up laughing.
Are you kidding me?
No. She's like, hey, y'all. Or not, she didn't say y'all. She's like, hey, everybody, easy on the World Series spoilers. Some of us are on West Coast time. I'm like, dummy, it's live. I'm like, you obviously don't watch sporting events.
Unless she meant that she wasn't going to be able to watch it live because she was at work.
But either way, if you have the arrogance to tell people not to spoil the World Series for you,
right.
Could you imagine if I went on Facebook, I'm like, hey, I didn't watch the Blues game today. I need all of my Facebook friends to not talk about the Blues game today.
So my favorite spoiler of all time, and I'll find the video and send it to you, is before, I don't know if it was the last Harry Potter, one of the Harry Potter books. There was a guy who somehow got an advanced copy. He worked at a bookstore or whatever.
Oh, I remember this.
And he waited outside the line of like people wrapped around a Barnes & Noble at midnight.
No.
At like 5 till midnight, he rolls down his window, honks the horn, and yells out of his window, Snape kills Dumbledore!
He does not.
And you hear the entire line go, no!
That guy's
like,
my hero.
Ruined the book for like 300 people.
Wow. He is my hero. Well, we have our first caller on the line.
What?
We are going to take him when we get back. You are listening to the first ever live Kelly Bano podcast. We will be back after this.
She finally found a job
that doesn't require a bra. The Kelly Mano Show is on the air.
The Kelly Mano Show is proudly brought to you by Tan Envy in St. Peters, Missouri. I've been running like a crazy woman all week. I'm feeling very pale. I cannot wait to get my butt into Tan Envy on Jung Station in St. Peters. I prefer the Versa spray tan. I don't have the patience to lay in a bed, but when I do, the lights feel so good, especially with winter coming up. But if you get a chance, head out to Tan Envy. They're located at 1104 Jung Station in St. Peters, Missouri. Friendly staff, clean atmosphere, and wall-to-wall products to try. As my great friend and inspiration, Steve Shannon, always taught me, tan fat looks better than pale fat. Better than pale fat. I had way too much Mountain Dew on an empty stomach. If you want to give Tan Envy a call, if you missed any of that, their number is 636-447-3553. That's Tan Envy in St. Peters, Missouri.
Yay, yay.
Yay, yay.
Get your ass up and hurry up.
I love Cube.
I was watching Travis Scott yesterday.
You are. Cube is probably one of my all-time favorite rappers.
He's really good.
I know that doesn't make me very hardcore, but I don't think that surprises
Why
anyone.
Why does that not make you hardcore? He was in NWA.
Yeah, but then he was like, hey, in like the RV movie, like in Ride Along.
Hey, man. Yeah. Dude got paid.
Yeah.
He did. I can't believe how much his son looks like him.
Yep.
Speaking of son, we have our first caller on the line.
Okay.
Oh, we have another caller on the line.
Oh, like, crap.
The phones are ringing off the hook. If you would like to call into the show, it's 1-415-MIX-A-LOT or 1-415-649-2568. I have no idea how to take this first phone call. Hang on.
I just hit talk.
I hit talk?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Hi, it's the Kelly Mano Show. Who's this?
We are a well-oiled machine.
Yeah.
I can't hear anything.
Going well.
Did I turn something down?
Hello?
Oh, there it is.
Hi. Who's on the line?
Hello.
Hello. Who is this?
All right. Good talk.
Hello.
So this is going well.
Yeah, super for our first caller.
That voice sounds
I can hear you.
Very
Same
familiar.
Working.
It sounds like a voice that I was trapped in a car with all weekend long. Rocky, is this you? You would think he's calling from China.
Yeah.
With the delay, he's actually calling from the next room.
Oh.
Mm.
This is why we're testing this first with Rocky. this is an exact.
I really hope he's calling to ask you where the food is.
Hey, Rocky, what do you need, buddy?
Hello?
Yes.
I'm so glad you're good at sports, honey.
Oh, man.
Because you're going to need it.
Yeah.
Rocky was actually our test call. Do we have another caller on the line, or did they hang up?
Oh, they hung up.
Oh,
damn it. We are lost
so
one already.
Close.
They're dropping like flies.
He couldn't hear.
Let's see.
You guys.
Oh, he couldn't hear us.
But we tested it, and he should have been able to.
I don't think I changed anything.
It worked before.
I hear Ice Cube.
Are we positive that this wasn't user error?
No.
No.
We're not.
Okay.
Maybe I'll make a test call.
Well, why?
I swear we tested all of this before we started today.
We did test it, and I can actually see listeners, and so that's not the problem. The problem is probably the Mano factor.
The Mano factor?
Which is, we'll just wing it about something we should absolutely positively not wing.
Hasn't that been the theme of the show?
That's been the theme of my life. Who is that? Do you guys hear a voice?
Yeah, what was that?
Oh. Yeah, I hear a voice.
Jimmy, there's a new number calling. It's a 618 number.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Is it replaying?
I'm just going to hang up.
He's still on the line.
Awesome.
I thought we hung up with him a long time ago.
Oh, no.
Okay, well, we got another phone call. We had a 636, and now we have a 618, but I think they're both terminated.
We're so good at
this. Are they both terminated?
Yeah.
Oh, drag.
Wait. No, well. Ooh, there's a callback. Is that creepy?
Yeah.
Remember back in the
you
day?
You call us?
Star 690. Yeah. How do I get rid of Rocky?
Okay.
This is an exercise of futility.
We're trying this again.
I just hear it like every 5 seconds.
By the way,
I hear
hello. When we get our iPad of like drop in sound bites, what is this going to be? Hello?
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 I thought I hung up on him like 14 times. Well, one thing I'm noticing is that we definitely have a delay, and that's a problem.
A little bit, yeah.
You can't have a conversation on a delay, especially when he's in the next room. So Rocky was kind of our test call before we took the other two, but yeah, they're gone now.
How many listeners do you think we have?
I looked right a little.
This is radio magic.
It is. It's
after the segment, zero. Zero. Well, wait. Jimmy has four sisters, so we have at least four listeners.
And your mom.
Oh, she can't figure out how to do listen live, though. There's no way.
Right, hang on. We're going to try it again.
She's barely learning.
Oh, good.
Thank God. There's not a lot of people listening to this right now.
See if you can hear your son.
Hello?
Hi, Bubba. Yes.
Hello?
I guess he still can't hear us.
Can you hear me?
Woo! Third time's charm.
Nope. That's a no. No, he can't.
Oh, God.
Absolutely not.
We're listening intently.
We can't hear him now at all.
By the way, the best part of this was, I want to hang up. Don't you hang up.
Our listeners just went into the negative.
Yeah.
It's like,
hello, now can I hear you? The beep just came on.
The beep just, sweet. Can you hear us now?
Hello?
I want pizza rolls. Hello?
Did he say what?
It's not working.
It's not working.
I will hang up.
I think he can hear you. Can you hear,
can
you
hear us, dude?
I farted.
What did he say?
He farted. Do you want pizza rolls? Can you hear me? I don't think you hear it.
No,
he's just talking to himself at the time.
I love Rocky. So
I know
much.
You do. Oh, he asked us today if we were hillbillies.
Are we hillbillies?
We were driving home from Nashville, and I loved the drive because the Midwest to me is beautiful.
No, I can't.
I just want to keep him on the line the whole show. Let's just have a show and talk about stuff, and every couple of seconds we know we're going to hear, hello.
Right. So we're driving, and it's just nothing but cows and fields. And Rocky's like, Mom, why does it look like this? He's like, everything looks the same. I'm like, because we live in the Midwest, and this is what it looks like. And he just looked at me dead serious. He goes, are we hillbillies?
Nice.
I said, well, I mean, if you ask somebody in New York, yes, we're total hillbillies. But according to like us, no, we're not hillbillies.
Do you remember the first time you went to a large city like a Chicago or LA or New York?
And I was like, I didn't think I was a small town girl until I went somewhere.
I remember going to LA on spring break. And we hit the California border. We drove out.
Wait a minute. There's feedback, and Hoss sounds like a demon. There's feedback from. Our listeners just went into the negative, like dead people are coming up. Famous last
awesome.
Words. So clearly our call system's not working.
This is bad.
Jimmy
hello?
Just ran into a wall.
Hello?
He's getting his steps in today. He's really sprinting back and forth.
I remember when we hit the border and we stopped for gas and some guy goes, you people aren't from around here, are you? I was like, what do you mean? He's like, you have weird accents.
Yes.
Like, no, we don't.
Everybody says that. And like the other day, I was doing photos for somebody named Ryan. And he's like, why do you say my name like that? Ryan. I'm like, I don't. I say Ryan. And he's like, it's Ryan. I'm like, Ryan.
That's what
Ryan.
I'm saying.
Oh, my God. You have to leave this room. Because there's demons in my ear. Mute it.
That's
hello.
This is like the time
hello.
We tried to... Oh, there's another caller.
Caller, go ahead.
Oh,
hello.
Geez.
Hello, Fresno.
F it, we'll do it live. Great idea. Whose dumbass idea was it to do this show live? Whoever they are, they're fired. Oh, we got another caller. But I don't know how to answer it.
Yeah, hit talk.
There's
hit
no
talk.
There's no talk link?
It's right here.
Is it queued up?
Who this is? Who dis?
Who dis?
Who dis? Oh, they're gone. See,
they're gone.
Call back and they're gone.
God.
There's nobody on right now.
Okay, can we just talk about our last segment and move on?
Yeah, let's go. Yes.
The phone experiment was a gigantic failure.
That's awesome.
It worked when we tried it out.
It
good news is we don't have to give anything away.
The good news is we don't have to give anything away. And the good news is it's clearly not working, which
dang
makes
it.
Me feel better about the lower amount of phone calls that we got. Boy, this is a well-oiled machine. But you know what? I'm paving the way. Because when other podcasters are doing their crap live, guess who they're going to be emailing and going, how do you take live calls? How do you do? I'm going to be like, go listen to my first show, asshole. And then you'll figure it out. Go sound like an a-hole for a couple shows. Then I'll tell you how I figured it out. So the last thing I wanted to talk about is we're going to have a new president in 2 days.
I'm so happy that it's about ready to be over. Are you guys getting smashed with calls?
No, thankfully. I only got calls from one place, and I shut that down quick.
I got a call Wednesday night or Thursday night. I S you not at 1 19 in the morning.
Oh, my. Who was the candidate?
It was a political poll. It was like, oh, I picked it up. They're like, if you'd like to vote for blah, 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 press one. So I waited.
Yeah. Oh,
so I
man.
Waited to see if like there was a hidden zero or nothing, and there wasn't. So I called back, and I got the number that called you was a polling thing. And there's a voicemail box. And I was like, it is 1:25 in the morning.
That's awful.
Your unacceptable. System just called me. I want to get off this list. Don't call me again. Right. If I find you, I'm ripping your genitals off.
Do you guys know who you're voting for?
Yeah.
Do you want to say who you're voting for? I don't care if you do or not.
I'm not really voting for anyone as much as I am voting against.
Well, who are you going to click a thingy for?
Not a woman.
So you're going to vote for Trump.
I don't know if I'm voting for him yet, but I'm not voting for Hillary.
So you're voting for Trump or who? Gary Johnson?
Or what's the other one?
Jill Stein?
Yeah, one of the three.
I thought that was a girl.
Jill Stein is a woman.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Not the woman.
You are going to get so many
emails. He's not with her.
I am not with her.
I'm not with her. Stephanie, do you know who you're voting for?
I do.
And do you care to share it with us?
Well, I mean, it's not a big secret. If anybody looks at my Facebook, you know it's not a big secret. I'm not going to go ahead and say who, but like... It's pretty clear, you know, who I'm siding with.
You are with her.
You want to know what the greatest joke I've heard in the past week is?
Oh, I think I know what you're going to say.
Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are stranded on a desert island. Who wins?
America wins.
America wins.
Oh, my God. I feel like no matter who wins this election, it's going to be 4 years of
Only be 4 years. Well, I was bothered by something on Facebook the other day, and I wish I remembered who it was so I could talk to them, because it was a local story that their first grader came home, and their teacher had sent them home with two pieces of paper, and one was a cartoon of Donald Trump, and one was a cartoon of Hillary, and they said, go home and color the one you want to vote for and bring it back.
I think we did something like that in elementary school.
But don't you think that with how ugly this stupid election is, that kids should not have to get involved in that kind of thing?
We did fake elections, though. I remember doing that. In school.
I think at that age, it's a little young, because really all you're finding out at that point is who that student's parents are voting for.
Exactly. Yeah. Because, you know, I know who I'm voting for. I don't even think my husband knows who I'm voting for. But, you know, my kids have tried to ask me about politics because they hear stuff. They'll say, well, I heard Donald Trump did this or that. And Rocky learned a long time ago that if he told people he was voting that he liked Donald Trump, that he got a big reaction out of people.
Yeah. Right.
So then he started, you know, randomly being like, Trump for president, like for the last 6 months. I'm like, Rocky, you have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Right. And then I'm getting the evil eye from people, you know, and stuff like that. I guess we did do it whenever we were kids.
Yep.
But to me,
it's weird.
It just seemed, I think because this is the first election where people are like literally like ending friendships over who they're voting for. I mean, there's always been two sides, but
yeah.
I don't think there's been one that has been this volatile.
No, definitely not.
Since W was up for re-election. I lived in LA during that
time. Who did he run against? Bush?
Al Gore.
Oh, wait, that is Bush.
No, not Gore. The second time was... Damn, who was it?
Was it...
Kerry?
Are you talking about the old Bush?
No, W, not GW.
Oh, he ran against Kerry once.
That was for re-election.
Yeah. And didn't he run against Al Gore?
That was the first time.
Yeah.
That was the dangling Chad year.
Right. When he came up for re-election, it was 2004, and I was in L.A., and I remember the entire office leaving work election day, like planning a party going, there's no way that this dude gets re-elected.
Right.
And the next day, you would have thought somebody died. And I feel like this is very much that type of situation. And the only thing that I'll say is, regardless of who anyone in this room or listening or not listening is voting for, no one's going to move to Canada.
Nope.
No one's going...
Maybe a few celebrities.
Bye, Felicia.
No one's going to lose their mind. The most important thing is that come Wednesday, the sun's going to come up.
Yep.
And we all need to work together.
Listen because, to you being the voice of
reason. I know, it's so positive.
Well, I need to play like American music in the background.
I know, here's the Star Spangled Banner?
Here's the bigger problem, and it's something I've said forever, is that it doesn't really matter who the president is, because that's not the problem.
Right.
The problem is Congress. And you're never going to get to hit Control-Alt-Delete on Congress.
No.
But... We cannot take another 4 years of standing on opposite sides of an aisle and just screaming at each other that it's your fault.
No. And I just don't see this election ending on Tuesday. I just think this is going to be a drawn out, you know, cat fight, no matter who wins or loses.
Yeah. If Trump wins, I think it ends on Tuesday. If Hillary wins, I think Trump's going to contest the results of the election.
Do you think, like, okay, last question, and then we're going to end the show because we're coming up on an hour here. But, okay, in your deepest deep of heart, do you think that there is any way in the world that the presidential election could be rigged?
Yeah.
Stephanie?
I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility.
I don't think it is either. And I say that coming from a radio background because, I mean, my first real slap in the face was going to a first radio station and finding out they don't really take the 10th caller.
No.
They really just pick up a phone line.
Yeah.
And some of those were like big giveaways.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if radio stations fake that stuff, then, you know, TV shows like American Idol and all of the, like, I'm sure that the audience participation has something to do with it.
Yeah.
But in the end, the producers decide who goes and who stays.
Yep.
And so it just makes me think, you know, is it possible?
It's very possible.
I'm
not saying that it's happening, but it's possible.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Most of me, I mean, 99% of me wants to think like that just can't happen
here.
You know, that we have a good system here and that your vote really, really, really does count. And I'm voting because I still, in my heart of hearts, believe that my vote counts.
Right.
Sure.
So, I mean, I don't want to think, you know, as much as everybody's shouting rigged around, right. You know, I really don't want to believe that, you know, that could be possible in real life.
Right. I've never been more disenchanted with the government than I have been in the last 2 years.
It's rough. And my kids are off school on Tuesday, so they're going to have to go with me to vote.
Yeah. Because are you going to go early? By the way,
I don't know
why
they're off. I can't even figure it out.
I think polls open at 6, and I would highly suggest you go early because I've been hearing I've been hearing that you're looking at 2 to 3 hour waits.
Yeah, they said that.
There's a lot of early voters though.
There have been a ton of early
voters. Early voters.
I was even thinking
for just that reason. I believe, you know, they don't want to stand.
I'm gonna wait till like 10 a.m.
Do we vote at the same place?
I vote over by my house.
Okay, you're too far away then.
Yeah,
it'd be way fun to stand in line with somebody you know.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I'm going to have 3 kids to yell at, so.
I can walk to my polling place.
I got to look at my card and see where mine is. But yeah, kids are off for God knows what. Or I think 2 of the 3 are off. I'm not sure. I'll have some combination of the kids for voting day, which should be very interesting.
Yeah.
So. Anyway, that was our first live show.
Alrighty.
It went well until we tried to take phone calls.
No, I'm telling you what. I know what happened.
Jimmy knows what happened.
We have a solution.
Cross-modulation.
Oh, I didn't mess up. Well, we had another call come in just a minute ago.
I know, but here, let's go ahead. We're going to talk Rocky.
No, here. I'm done talking to Rocky.
You got it. He hasn't heard you yet. We got to make sure that it works.
Oh, no.
Pausing. On a high note.
Okay. Hello?
Okay.
Wait, did
here
you?
Here we go. I didn't hit the button. Now I'm hitting it now.
Hello?
Hello?
I don't even hear him on my
headphones. I can't hear him on my headphones.
He's in there. He's not in the headphones.
Oh.
There, wait.
Oh, now I hear him, but that is a funky.
That's creepy.
Rocky.
Why does he sound like he's crying?
Something very bad happened. I farted.
You're so stupid. Thank you, Rocky.
I heard none of that.
Thank you, Rocky. I love you.
Where's pizza rolls? She's got to make the pizza rolls.
No, we already made the pizza rolls last week, honey. The pizza rolls are gone. And I haven't been... Is he doing fake farts now?
I don't know what he's doing.
He's crying. God bless his heart. He's trying to help his mom's radio show. He's been on hold for like 20 minutes.
In my mind, I really hope that he's just been sitting there every couple of seconds going, hello?
We have got to isolate that and put that on a bed.
Yes.
God, those 360 machines are so damn expensive. We're going to get a knockoff version.
All right.
So bring in your iPad next week, and the very first button will be Rocky going,
hello.
Hello.
Because you know Jimmy stuck the phone in his
I want to hang up. Don't you hang up.
I don't know it. I don't know if the people on the air heard that or not. But at one point, Rocky was like, I just want to hang up. And Jimmy's like, don't you hang up. Because the phones are not working. So Jimmy stuck Rocky in the next room and put a phone to his ear and said, here, talk to your mom. And instead it was just Rocky saying hello for like 3 minutes straight. So thank you for listening. We can see the listeners. We know that you're listening the first live show.
You're not calling.
Thank you.
You're not calling because you can't. But
probably they're laughing too hard at us.
God, either that or they've already tuned out. So
sorry.
We will be back at some point, and we will be live again, whether or not we take phone calls.
It's happening. It's going to happen.
Your guess is as good as ours.
I have faith. It's
going to
happen.
Because you have as much idea what's going to happen next as we do. So until we see you next week, stay sassy, classy, and a bit smart-assy. Be good. Have fun. Host anything for the fellas.
Damn it, Kilo.
Who's Kilo?
I don't know.
Oh, is that a shout-out to your German brothers again?
English.
English brothers. Damn it, Kilo. We'll see you guys next week. Thank you for listening.
Gene had a 7-year itch. Sound like it had to a fever pitch. Sandy, Danny, summer love. Ladies, tears, the moon above. That's all in the past. Legends built to last. But she's got something new. She's a power. She's a da 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 da. Come on, fellas, place your bets, 'cause you ain't seen nothing yet. She's the top of the top, she's the best. Yes, scary baby, ginger posh, sporty. Yes, now that's all right. Where the Spice Girls ready to go, ladies and gents, can you please take your seats?
Thank you very much.